The church offers us on November 1st through the 8th some of the most graced indulgences that we can offer on behalf of the souls in purgatory. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now let's get right into it. Now, an indulgence is a remission before God of the temporal punishment of sin. The church believes that we get this from the power of the keys given to St. Peter, spoken about in the scriptures. There are two types, plenary or full indulgences and partial indulgences. Now, the one I want to share about today is from November 1st to the 8th. Given the typical conditions, if a person is completely detached from sin, if they have recently gone to sacramental confession, if they have received communion on that day, and prayed for the intentions of the Pope, at least with an Our Father and a Hail Mary, and then following completing the indulgenced work. In this case, if a person visits on November 1st through the 8th a cemetery and prays for the departed, at least mentally, they can obtain each of those days a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory. Now, when we do this, we are not only greatly helping the souls in purgatory, we are significantly helping ourselves, because in praying for them, we obtain for ourselves incredible intercessors before the throne of God. Now, highlighted amongst these 8 days is November 2nd, which could rightfully be said is the high point, the high feast of purgatory, the feast of all souls. In fact, I want to share with you from the unpublished manuscript of Purgatory, a revelation that was given to a nun about this particular day. Listen to this. Now, in this book, a soul in purgatory from this nun's religious community appeared to this nun, providing a series of answers to different questions that she presents to her. Sister Mary of the Cross asks, "Does All Souls Day and its octave bring great joy to purgatory and many releases?" And here's the answer. On All Souls Day, many souls leave the place of expiation and go to heaven. Also, by a special grace of God, on that day only, all the suffering souls, without exception, have a share in the public prayers of the church, even those who are in the great purgatory. Still, the relief of each soul is in proportion to its merits. Some receive more, some less, but all feel the benefit of this extraordinary grace. Many of the suffering souls receive this one help only in all the long years they pass here, and this by the justice of God. It is not, however, on All Souls Day that the most go to heaven. It is on Christmas night. Very few souls get any prayers. The majority are totally abandoned, and no thought or prayers are given to them on earth. Now, we should on every single day of the year pray for the souls in purgatory. However, sometimes it is a case, for different reasons, because of the things that a particular soul did in their life, that they may not be able to receive prayer on other days. This can at times be confusing to us, but this is because of the decrees of God's justice at our judgment. As she explained, All Souls Day is different. Every single soul in purgatory can be prayed for on that day. Within those 24 hours, we should see it as our sacred duty to pray and sacrifice and offer sufferings and whatever it is that you can do, mentally or out loud, for the souls in purgatory. Imagine that it is the case that there are souls in purgatory that are not able to receive any prayer, possibly because people have forgotten to pray for them, possibly because of things that they did in their life. And this day is their one chance. It is important for us to remember and to know. All of the saints agree that the sufferings in purgatory are more intense, the least of them are more intense than the greatest sufferings we could suffer here on earth. The greatest martyrdom, the greatest torture is nothing compared to the sufferings that we will experience in purgatory. So if we have an opportunity to bring them relief, it is a great act of mercy for us to do so. My friends, I have seen for myself an immense amount of blessings in praying for the souls in purgatory. On these holy days of November 1st to the 8th, may you share in those blessings through your prayers for the souls in purgatory. I will see you in the next one.